Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
What's up, fam? Welcome back to another episode of The Good Life. I hope that you all are going to have a wonderful Father's Day. I know that I will be spending my Father's Day probably sitting somewhere warm, drinking some drinks, and telling my daughters to clean up around the house as I chill out. Amari can't really clean because, you know, she's not even crawling yet, but Teeny can do things. So Teeny, can you get me a drink, honey? I'm going to soak up those amenities this Father's Day. It's the first time we'll be able to do it, okay? So I don't want you guys scoffing at me. But speaking of scoffing, we've got Bob Goff on the show. Scoff, Goff, they rhyme. Yeah, I know. It's a stretch. But anyways, Bob Goff is on the show today. One of my favorite guests of all time. This guy is incredible, and he has a way of really bringing your creative gifts to life. He really inspires you when it comes to the creative sense. And so Bob was on the show. He's just shares all about his crazy life. He's a wonderful person. And so we're so excited to have Bob Goff on the show, running that episode back for you guys. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you leave us a rating and review. Share a little love with us. We appreciate it so much. And of course, share this episode on social media if anybody needs to hear it, you guys. All right, without no further ado, stick around. It's about to get good. We got Bob Goff coming up. All right, we've got Bob Goff on the show, fam. Bob, it's so good to have you on the show. How are you today?
Yeah, thanks a million. I'm glad to be talking to you. It's good to see your faces.
Oh, it's good to see you too. Where are you right now?
Yeah, I'm in San Diego. We live out by the water. Every 6 or 7 years, it seems like we burn down the entire county. So most of what's east in San Diego is on fire, which is tragic, but it's also in an area where there's not a lot of people, but there's a lot of animals. And so we have a big kind of ranch. And so people are starting to bring all their animals. I feel like Noah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, nice.
I saw on your Instagram, you were plowing a field or something the other day. Is that what that's for?
Yeah, what was that about?
No. Yeah, we're putting in a vineyard, which is awesome. I'm not a wine guy. I like the bottles and the cork and the label. I just don't like the taste, but I like the idea of wines. So we're putting this vineyard in because we had a bunch of land and I thought, why not?
How are you finding the time to do this?
I know.
I'm like ADD. I'm like...
You're all over the place?
Always on the move. It drives Sweet Brie off nuts.
Well, I love it. I mean, we're big fans of yours. We're so happy to have you on. We have some mutual friends who speak so highly of you. And one of the reasons you're on is because we were just jealous that you were on all of our friends' podcasts. And we were like, what the heck, dude? So we had to have you on here. And obviously,
I'm so glad we're getting together now. This is just good stuff. Think about this. We're on this marble called Earth. We're going through the universe at 25,000 miles an hour while we're spinning at 1,200 miles an hour. So if you ever have a day that you don't think you're getting much done, I mean, like, we're making moves. And we all happen to be here at the same time. So I'm just glad we're getting acquainted.
Oh, okay. I like the way that this is starting.
Okay, Bob, your perspective is not only positive, but it's amazing. It's whimsical. And I love it. One of the reasons that you're so popular. I mean, were you always this way?
I was the kid that was always running around. I never had eyebrows. I just like burned them off in the last explosion. And so my parents just didn't know what to do with little Bobby Goff. And so he's just like full of pee and vinegar and not a lot of direction. And so the neat thing is if you want to like grow a radish, it takes 20 days. If you want to make a pear, it takes 7 years. And if you want to grow an avocado, it takes 14 years. And I just keep thinking, me like, God is making guacamole out of somebody like me. And it's going to take a little while. And so I'm like always in a hurry and I'm just trying to chill out. If you're listening to this podcast and you're on edge, get a puppy. Just need to chill out.
Well, okay. Man, Bob, I wanted an avocado tree, but now I'm like 14 years. I ain't got time for that.
Do you know the crazy thing? Each of us only has about 27,375 days. Crazy, huh? I'm like, I'm a lawyer. I just memorize stuff.
Are you counting these on a tally sheet?
Literally, these numbers.
So that's what you get. And if you do some quick math and measure, like multiply your age times 365, and take that away from 27,375. It just like brings into perspective how we're going to spend the rest of our days. And I'm not going to spend mine arguing with people. Even though as a lawyer, I win arguments for a living. but I just don't argue with people about stuff. I'm not going to swing at every pitch. And when somebody's just flat wrong, I just be like, awesome.
So encouraging.
I wanted to ask you, because you're saying you're somebody who's always trying to hurry through things. I mean, the problem with hurrying through things, right, is what I've found actually this year personally is like, I'm the same way. I'm like, if I'm going to do something, I need to get it done, right? But it actually keeps you from getting things done. And so I'm sure with your wisdom, you figured out the secret to getting things done, but not being in necessarily a hurry, but going at the right pace, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah. So we're all like come from the factory with different settings. Like some people can do many things in order and some people can do several things at a time. But there is a myth of multitasking, like that idea here. Do an experiment with me. Give me the first letters, four letters of the alphabet. Okay, go.
A, B, C, D.
Okay. Now the next three numbers.
One, two, three.
Now the next three letters.
Oh, after A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You're going in order, though.
Next, I thought you said numbers.
Five more numbers in order.
One. Wait, after the three?
After the three. You already lost
four,
us.
Five, six, seven,
so
eight,
can you
nine.
See how each time you have to switch, you have to ask, like, where did I leave off? Yeah. Right? And so I just leave all the, like, ABC, one, two, three stuff to Michael Jackson. What you could do is to say, what I'm going to do is do many things in order, not many things at a time. Otherwise, that idea of getting a mile wide and an inch deep. So what I try to do is just like throw in on this thing and give it everything I've got. And then when we're done, be like, all right, and I'm going to throw in on the next thing.
That's so good.
That's
so
great.
But other people wire differently. I would just say, instead of saying what's working out great for you, I think a bit of a twist on that would be, how is your life working for the people around you? Mm-hmm. Right. Because if your life isn't working for the people around you, like the message is, it's not working for you. Mm. You just don't know it's not working for you yet. I would just say, like, go with, you know, what's been working in the past. And arguing with people hasn't worked for me. Has it worked for you?
No, we're the same way. When people start getting into arguments, we just kind of go, we're going to back out here. It's not getting very fun.
I just start talking about sports. You can tell you've lost me if I talk about sports.
Favorite sports.
I wear
team.
A Red Sox hat everywhere I go, but I'm like not a sports guy. And I just
it's more for fashion. There you go, like me.
No, it's actually my neighbors. It's our neighbor Carol. Like that whole like love your neighbor thing. She lived across the street, and we just became best friends for a decade. And then she knew she was going to be in heaven by the end of the week. And she was a huge Red Sox fan. So I told Carol, I'll wear your Red Sox hat for the rest of my life and represent the Red Sox here. But in exchange, every time Jesus walks by you, you need to mention my name.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that sounds like a great deal.
I'm keeping up my end of the deal. I don't know if she's keeping up her end.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
But there's a reason if you know, like you guys doing podcasts, touching countless lives, like, you know why you're doing what you're doing. And that's what I'd hope for people that are listening. They'd find a wide spot in the road to say, hey, why am I doing what I'm doing? And sometimes the underlying, like the thing underneath the thing would surprise you. But it's worth just like kind of pausing for a second and say, why am I like spending so much time away from my house trying to provide for my family when actually what your family needs is you to be there. That's how to provide for your family. But it comes from a good place often. It's just that we get our wires crossed, or if somebody does something kind of wonky, it's usually because they're just insecure. Like some people get mean like a rattlesnake. A couple come to mind. Some get quiet like a church mouse, right? Mm-hmm. I'm married to one. And so to just figure out, how do you deal with insecurity? How do you deal with ambiguity? Like if you were going to do like, go back to when you guys were first meeting each other. Wouldn't that be a great set of questions asked? How do you deal with that? How do you guys deal with ambiguity? Are you like fine, or is ambiguity your enemy?
I think a lot of the time, you know, with Saz and I, we kind of started this whole journey in a completely different spot than we are now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it feels like we're constantly trying to follow, I guess, God's leadership and his voice. And so I would say, that's how we, you know, we navigate is, you know, we're always looking to him for the next step. Right. But at the same time, I feel like also we're given the tools and the license to kind of create and do what we want to do. I was talking to a friend about this the other day, and I said, you know, I just don't really know what to do sometimes. And he said, well, you know, Psalms 23 says that goodness, his goodness and mercy follow, right? It doesn't say that it go before, but it's saying like where you go, goodness and mercy will follow, right? Surely your goodness and mercy will follow me. And so that really struck me lately because I was reading your book, Dream Big, right? And, you know, you're not just talking about dreaming, right? We all, most of us have dreams.
Everybody has a dream.
Yeah, but you're actually giving action steps on how to see those things come to fruition, you know? And I think a lot of people are told to dream, but they're not told how to and then how to achieve. And so I think a lot of people are looking for instruction, but also too, you know, Bob, one thing is that we're told what to dream and what not to dream sometimes, you know? And how do we know what the right dream is, you know?
We put our dreams in a box sometimes and we limit ourselves. So how, for our listeners who are looking for advice, you know, is there such thing as a dream being too big? I mean, how practical do you need to be in your dreaming process with your dreams?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm going right back to that idea of like God has invited us on an adventure, not a business trip. And so sometimes if he said, then you're going to do this, then you're going to do this, I wouldn't want to go. If somebody like scheduled out everything I was going to do, I'm like, no, thanks. I don't make appointments with people for like phone calls and all that. I'm just like, call me. And my cell phone number is in the back of 2.5 million books. But like, there's something great. I get 100 calls a day. I just want to be available to somebody and just say hello. Mm-hmm. There's something beautiful that you can have an ambition or a dream that's as simple as one word, just saying hello to people, just knowing that people would feel valued, that you would just put down. And I don't feel like these are interruptions to my days. I feel like there's additions to my day. I feel like I'm on an adventure. And some people that call me are just dealing with some stuff. They've got some ish to work through. But one of the things that I'm discovering along the way, I'll give you an example. There's a kid that still calls me every 3 weeks. And he just cusses at me.
What?
I'm like, what the heck? There's cuss words I haven't even heard of. And I'm a lawyer. I thought I'd heard of them all.
In a joking manner or literally like?
That's like their thing.
Oh, no. He's just got, he's chasing some bogeys. I have him under caller ID under vulgar kid because I know I am going to get an earful. But I end the conversation with him the same way every single time. I tell him, I will always take your call because I don't want him to climb a tower. I don't want him to hurt somebody. If he needs to just let off some steam, like I'm the right guy. Now, I'm not looking for that. But what I want to do is to be available. Mm-hmm. And because I'm okay with ambiguity, I'm okay with the ambiguity of where that would go. I'm trying to lead a God that wants to take me on an adventure. Try to organize all my steps because I don't know, the more uncomfortable I get, it's like the more I need God, right? Mm-hmm. It's like this underlying thing, like comfortable people don't need Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. And I found I was getting super comfortable. I got a house, a car, a boat. I got a dog I don't even want. I got all this stuff and I'm just trying to get a little bit less comfortable.
What's up, fam? All right. So I've just got to take a second and say that improvement starts with shifting your patterns and building healthier habits. We have heard that on our show time and time again from really great experts and guests. And what I've learned is that making time to fit yourself in every day to help manage your stress, help you focus on your sleep, and to just feel more energized and refreshed, it's important. It's important to make that time. So Fitbit Sense is the advanced health watch that gives you tools to do just that. And I love that technology has allowed us to have something on our wrist to help us actually see some data, to see what's going on. So it's actually the world's first smartwatch with an EDA sensor that can actually indicate your body's response to stress. Fitbit Premium members get a detailed breakdown of their stress management score. Ooh, I need that, which is really cool because it shows how your heart activity and sleep are all affected by stress. And whenever you need to take a breather, which, hello, mom life, we all do, you can do guided mindfulness sessions to help keep you calm, mind, body, and spirit. So right now, you can actually get a 6-month trial of premium when you buy Fitbit Sense. With Father's Day coming up, this could be the perfect gift idea for dad, or in the spirit of self-care, buy it for yourself, girl. Visit Fitbit.com and check it out today. Love you, fam. Wow.
How do you how do you choose what to do and what not to do, right? When you, you know, because yeah, that for me has been a thing. It's like, you know what? Now, some people are in a place where they're saying, I don't have any options. Some people are in a place where they're like, I've got options and I don't know what to do, you know? And it takes boldness, I think, to just take steps sometimes.
Okay. So just drilling down on that. So take an ambition, whatever it is. And they come in like small, medium, and large sizes. But say, what if you have an ambition? I want to see little girls learn how to read and write. I don't need to tell them what they need to read, what they need to write about. I just want to have them educated enough that they can make a decision for themselves. So once you have an ambition, then you look for an opportunity. And you don't just wait for one to come strolling down the street, but just say, like, make some calls. Oh, example, the Taliban has taken over 85% of Afghanistan. The Taliban won't let little girls learn how to read or write because they're girls. And so that just chapped me, but I don't know anybody in Afghanistan. Do you guys?
No.
No.
I got on WhatsApp. I met a guy from Afghanistan. He said he was from Afghanistan. I'm like, awesome. I'm looking. So we're sending messages back and forth, but I don't know what team he's playing for.
Oh my goodness.
And you could not be talking to the wrong team. So I got all of some people in Washington, D.C. that actually know who's playing on whose team. And here's what they told me about the guy. He's a good guy. Like, that's all I got. And so he wouldn't tell me what he did. I wanted to help little girls. So I got on a plane and I flew to Kabul, Afghanistan to meet him.
What
the heck did when your wife say?
This?
You got to be comfortable with ambiguity. And when I landed, I got a text message from him. He said, Bob, I can't meet you at the airport. Actually, I don't think I said shoot. He said, what you need to do is leave the airport and start walking through Kabul. And you're going to find a car with the engine running. The last number on the license plate's a 7. Get in the car.
No.
Are you kidding
me? That would be a great, what would you do? Would you go back to the airport and fly away? Or would you start walking?
In that moment, I might be thinking, what in the world was I thinking coming here?
It's a lot of freaking flyer miles, but what would you do? Like, honest, there's no wrong answer.
My wife's from the Middle East, so I would call her probably.
Well, I would have been like, that's a whole different region than where I'm from.
I'd be like, honey, this is the situation. And she'd be like, get your butt back here. I'm like, okay.
I do the same thing with Maria. I just didn't call her. So I started walking and I got in the car and the guy didn't speak English. And we started driving through Kabul. And it is not a place where you want to be identified as being from elsewhere. And it turns out that the guy I'm talking to is right at the top of Afghanistan's leadership. What he wanted to know is if I would trust him enough to do what he told me to do, then he trusts me enough to build a girls' school. And so that's how we started our first school in Afghanistan. And I think that whether faith is important or not to your listeners, I would say if faith is, God has told you what he wants you to do. And he wants you to love your neighbor. And you don't have to go across an ocean to do it. You can go across the street. Go find your Carol. Wear their baseball hat. Like, to find a reason. Know why you're doing what you're doing. And then I think you just make these big dreams of, like, providing water for a million people. How about, like, one bottle for one person that's just thirsty? Yeah. And I just think God just delights in seeing us just do the small things, because those are the things that are repeated throughout history. Nobody talks about the person taking their first spacewalk from the shuttlecraft. But what they do is they'll say, when I walked out my front door, this is what happened next. And that's the kind of relatable stuff that I think really has shelf life.
So how do you, I guess, live in that mindset? I mean, you know, you talk about in your book a little bit, you know, I was reading Love Does, you know, in some of your journey, and you were saying, you know, how this guy, Randy, I guess that was a youth minister around your high school or something that, you know, that you had befriended, and how he just went with you on your journey. Right. And he wasn't trying to change you. When did you start becoming the person that you are today? Right. Because so many of us are listening to these stories and we're like, man, I gotta be like that, you know, or I want to live like that. Right. Yeah. I mean, when did you start really making those changes in that journey? I mean, I'm sure it's when you met God, you know, fell in love with Jesus, but what did that actually look like?
Yeah. First of all, I just think, like, God never compares what he creates. Mm-hmm. And so, like, this
first overriding principle, like keep your eyes on your own paper. You are not the average of your five friends. You are you, and you have fears and insecurities and things that you're good at and things you suck at. And it's just this wonderful combination of that. So like to do the next courageous thing. What I found is it's just doing what's adjacent to me. And so I'll give you an example. In high school, my ambition was to go out on a date. Never happened, but that was my ambition. I got to college. I had the same ambition, go out on a date. Nothing. I mean, how could you believe it with a face like this? I got into law school. I met Maria. She was my ambition. Get her to go out on a date. She was going to take 10 girls from high school, and then they were going to, she was like a Young Life leader, and she was going to do work crew at this place called Oak Bridge. And so I got 10 guys when I heard that, 10 high school guys, and we were the work crew guys because I wanted to get adjacent to her. And on the first night, there was an elderly woman and her pacemaker stopped. She face planted in the spaghetti. And uh-huh. She was out. She was not with us anymore, but I knew how to do CPR. So for the next 30 minutes, we're trying to get her going and it worked. And I think Maria thought, this guy is not much to look at, but in a crack, he can be helpful. Well, fast forward 34 years and three kids later, we bought the camp. So we just bought this camp and it's totally empty because of COVID. Like it's a catastrophe. It's a financial disaster. We've got this big, gigantic, empty camp. But you know what's adjacent to the camp? A big field. And in the big field is a barn. So I got the field and I got the barn and all the horses from all these like Santa Anita and Del Mar, all the racetracks. Place, they need a place to put their horses. So they're putting their expensive horses in my barn and it's paying for the camp. So here's the deal, because horses evidently don't get COVID. So what's adjacent to the field and the barn is a racetrack. And all the jockeys come and they take their expensive horses. Please don't let any of them die. They take them around and around on this racetrack. And it all happened because I was trying to get a date 34 years ago. Wow. That I got adjacent to Maria. So I found out about a camp. So I got a camp that ended up being empty and I got the horse track. And what I want us to all think about is what's adjacent to you already. I see who's sitting to your left. I see who's sitting to your right. I'm just going like, who's adjacent? What opportunities are right here? And let's see if we can make a run at something that's already God has dropped in our life.
Yeah. So often we're searching for more, right? And the world that we live in today, where it's this go, go, go hustle mentality, you know, it's exactly what you said. Like sometimes you really just have everything that you need in this season of life right in front of you, right? You have the tools. It's like a recipe, you know, the ingredients are there. You just got to figure out like, what can I cook with all of these things that I already have in front of me? And then I think God adds the flavor, you know what I mean? And he kind of helps stir up and cook up the process and make it awesome. And that's exactly what you said. I feel like you're the type of person where you have so many of those kinds of stories, like the barn story with the horses. I feel like God has done so much of that for you in your life, but also because you've stayed so true to listening and tuning into not only your surroundings, but into yourself and also what's in front of you. For anyone out there who's just so distracted or overwhelmed, maybe by the year that 2020 has been, or just their students trying to figure out, what am I going to do with my life now? What is your advice to them in terms of, you know, keeping that focused mindset, but also creating that margin where you can play and you can be creative and you can find time to actually look around you and see what it is that you already have? What is your advice for that person who's just in such an overwhelmed headspace?
I think that's such a great question that you framed for everybody. It's like restating it, I would say to the listeners, like, what's the headline for your life? Like, we just don't talk about viruses around here. I made it 62 years without saying the word. We call it glitter. I say, like, don't get the glitter on you. We actually just shot off a little like cannon with glitter.
I have a friend who hates. He's like, I hate glitter.
I mean, glitter, I hate it.
You can't get it off.
It's everywhere. We track it throughout the house, but it's our reminder. Just be like, and we're not freaked out. I'm just going to like be really careful with what I say. And the headline for my life is I want to be authentic. I just want to get more and more authentic with the things that are happening around me, the things that are happening to me, the things I'm feeling. Mm. If we could get there, I think that would be a huge step forward for a lot of us. I'll give you an example. We had some friends come into town and they wanted to go horseback riding. And we only have three horses that are like chill. But there was four of us. And I thought, well, I'll take this great big one that like snorts and makes lots of noise. And I thought, and I don't know anything about horses. I don't know what end you put the hay in. But I thought, what could possibly go wrong? So I threw the saddle on this horse, this gigantic horse, got on it. And that horse took off. This is a thoroughbred racehorse.
Oh,
he took off running as fast as he could, bucking as hard as he could. And after about 100 yards, he bucked me off. I landed on my head and everybody ran up and like, Bob, are you okay? And I sprung to my feet laughing. I said, I'm fine. Now, I knew I was lying. They knew I was lying. And it made me ask myself, why did I feel like I had to lie? And so the real reason, I wasn't trying to be macho. I just didn't want to be a buzzkill. It was supposed to be a fun day, and I didn't want to be the guy that wrecks the fun day. And I realized for a lot of us, I make books and put balloons on them. I'm the happy guy. But if we're not authentic, then we become a caricature of who God really made us to be. And so my headline is Bob Gets Authentic. I'm just going to talk about the way it is, not the way it looks like.
Good.
And so that's been really helpful to find a couple safe place to share a dream, to express an idea. Talk about a concern. That's what I'm trying to do. When next time I land on my head, I'm going to say, give me a second. Let me figure out what month it is. I'll be back. But to just be authentic.
That's a great piece of advice. Just be you.
Yeah. Let's take a second here to just talk about our feet. Some people are like, what did you just say? Yeah, we're taking a second to talk about our feet, you guys, and the importance of taking care of your feet. It's very important to take care of your feet. Your feet take you everywhere you go. If you didn't have feet, you wouldn't be able to go anywhere. Well, I guess you could, but you get what I'm saying. I love to take care of my feet by wearing Bombas Performance Socks, you guys. They basically just created this incredible, innovative technology called Hextech Performance Technology, which makes the socks just tremendous. I don't understand all the ins and outs, but I just know that I like it. Bombas Performance Socks are stitched with special moisture-wicking yarn, which lot of us need, and temperature regulating vents that allow cool air to flow in and prevent overheating. I understand that. Does anyone else feel that? Does anyone else have to get like their feet get a little hot? That's me. I don't have sweaty hands, sweaty feet. Sorry, not too sweaty, but you get what I'm saying. I love my Bombas socks. I swear by them. They're super comfortable, great for performance working out as well. So if you guys want to learn more, you want to get some socks, you want to get hooked up, just go to bombas.com/goodlife today. Get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/goodlife for 20% off bombas.com/goodlife. It's time for some straight talk. Let's face it, tax returns could look a little different for a lot of people this year, but you're still going to get a lot of noise in your ear about how you should spend it. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out and rock out with only the best deals. Spend it on what makes you happy. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. So you can listen to your favorite music wherever you go. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk and text and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Come on, start the year on a high note, tune out the nonsense, and tune in to Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Well, Bob, I want to ask, because there's a lot of people listening too, whether you're old or young. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, right? I was a good baseball player when I was, 12 years old. And I took off for a few years and stopped playing. I don't really remember why. I think it was a combination of I wanted to do other things, and I think I was afraid of failure at some measure, right? And then when I got to high school, I remember thinking we had a really good baseball team, and I could still play. And I didn't play. And I look back, and the reason I didn't try out then was because I was afraid that it was too late and I couldn't cut it, right? I was like, well, I've been out for a few years. The other guys have gotten better. I can't hang. So I didn't even try, right? And I'm struggling with the same thing now. I'm 30 years old, and I look at some of my other dreams, and I go, you know, I really should have did that when I was 21. It's a little too late now. And so whether you're 15, you know, 21, 30, or, you know, 55, there's a lot of people listening to this show that say, well, that dream, I'm late to that dream, right? How do they get rid of that lie and get out of their own way? What's the first step on that?
Oh, man, I was just thinking, like, subtitle for that, The Ship Has Sailed. And then what I'd write over about that, start swimming after the ship. Like, I would just say, the ship has not sailed. Maybe there's something adjacent to that dream, if that opportunity isn't available now. And I think you raised, like, a really beautiful point. What we need to do is kind of go back to the scene of the crime, like the chalk outline of one of your ambitions that died, or that. And what the crazy thing is, when something happens that we don't understand or we're afraid of, we make up a story about it to help us understand it. And then we create a bunch of rules to help serve the story that we made up to explain the thing we don't understand. So an example, maybe somebody listening had their parents break up when they were young. And so it was very wounding to them. And so they've created a story that I'm not lovable. Like, this was just two fallible people living out love imperfectly and it didn't work. That doesn't mean the story is that you as a child are not lovable. It meant that they had a difficulty they couldn't overcome. But then you create up a rule to serve the story and to say, like, so I'm never going deep with anybody because eventually they're all going to leave. I've seen it happen before. It'll happen again. And then when you fast forward and say, why are my relationships really shallow? I'd say, like, well, it's because you've been had this story perpetuated in your life that you're not lovable. And so you don't want to get wounded anymore because none of us like getting hurt. So you create up a rule. And I just want to just say, can we revisit that? Well, let's go back to where it all happened and then see it so we can understand it. So then we can fix it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the best thing. And it's difficult, but if you're authentic, if you just say, hey, I'm surrounded by some safe people in my life, and I want to be one of those safe people. And everybody listening, you guys are obviously safe people. That's why people flock to you. I want to be a person that can be, like, really safe. I want to be Switzerland. Give me a bobsled and a bar of chocolate. I just want to be that guy. And I think we can create that. That's why God made Starbucks. So you could buy people coffee and you could just be a safe place and say 3 minutes of authentic conversations. I'll start. I get super lonely. And you wouldn't guess that because I'm like the happy guy, right? Mm. But when I'm away from Sweet Maria, oh, it's just like achy, lonely. So I've been spending the last 8 years flying to Orlando to speak somewhere. And then I fly home, get home at midnight, and I fly back to Atlanta at 5. Wow. I've been doing that for 8 years because I can't stand being lonely. And I can't stand being away from Maria. Aww. And so what I want us to do is to understand it so that we can just say, where did that come from? Like this kind of like little abandonment thing? Are you guys getting a vibe of that? So just go back to the scene of the crime, and it doesn't make you the victim. It doesn't make you a hero, but for the first time, you're a participant. And I just want to be that. And your podcast caused people to say, I want to be a participant in my own life and maybe in the lives of some other people. And man, that's where all the good stuff happens. Mm.
So good. So many great inspirational nuggets here.
I know. I feel like we could keep you on for a few hours, but Sweet Maria wouldn't appreciate that. I
know. You know, we'll just say, end it with some questions that we got from our TGL, our Good Life online family members, our listeners. Amanda, she's actually a sweet girl who works for us.
She was like, oh my gosh, you're having Bob on the show. I have to ask him a question. I said, I would love for you to ask Bob a question. She's like, I don't know what to ask.
So her question was, I just graduated from high school. What is one piece of life advice that you can give me?
Well, I'll tell you this. When you're finding if there's some people that are swirling around in your life, sometimes they're guys, ask them what their definition of love is. Mm. And because they're guys, they won't know. So send them home and say, think about what your definition is. And when you know what it is, come and tell me. I'll tell you if I'll go out. And if they come back and say it's like butterflies, you can get that from bad pizza. Love is sacrifice and commitment. So if we could just, if you are listening somewhere on the road, love is sacrifice and commitment. And if it's something else, it's something else. It ain't love.
Oh, that's
I love that. Our daughter just started going to preschool. And I asked her today, I said, you talking to any boys? She said, yeah. I said, tell him your dad knows karate, but I'll try that one tomorrow. I'll say, ask him
the definition.
Your dad, friend Bob has diplomatic immunity. I can take them out.
Land a plane on them. Okay, this next question is from Avanti. She asks, in your opinion, according to you, what is the purpose of our life?
Oh, I think that my worldview, because faith is an important thing to me, is that God delights seeing it as kids at play. He just wants to see us engage and take courageous next steps. There's something beautiful. It's Zechariah 4, and it says, like, God delights when we take the next step. He just loves watching the work begin. Have you ever watched when your, was it a son or daughter?
Daughter.
When your daughter? Yeah. When she took her first step, did you think, like, I've seen better? Of course not.
No, that's
You're
true.
Like, look at that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But so just what if you really had, if you buy the idea that there's a God, what if he just delights in watching you take the next courageous step?
That's so good.
That's great. I thought that's great, but then I also thought she looks like a tree that can't decide which way to fall.
A donkey on the edge.
Yeah. All right. Bob, Brian wants to know.
Bryn, I think.
Bryn yes. wants to know, how do you have so much energy? I want to be like you when I'm older. So is there a Kool-Aid that you're sipping that we can all?
It's a special
it's
tea
all
you got?
And Red Bull. Yeah. I think for me, I really have a keen sense of not just like a to-do list. Like that's for rookies. But I have like a direction list. I go, this is the direction I'm moving in today. And so then when there's interruptions and opportunities along the way, I'm not bummed about that, but I have something to measure it against. This is the direction I planned up for today. Again, not a to-do list. Get the laundry, mow the lawn, all that. But to say, this is the direction. I'm going to de-escalate things today. I'm going to take whatever it is, and I'm going to just bring it down two notches.
Nice.
Even if I'm right, I'll just be like, I'm taking that thing down two notches. Start doing that. Have these overriding. I forget word today and learning how to spell it and what it means. Just find a word you already know and say, like, this is going to be the one I'm going to work on today. And I found, like, you'll see what you're looking for. If you're looking for hope, you're going to find it. If you're looking for cynicism, you're going to find it. And so I'm just looking for the right stuff.
Do you own or rent your own home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
That's great advice.
Okay. Another question. This is from Netta. She says, what do you do if you feel like you've lost God and you can't connect anymore?
Oh, Netta, can I first tell you, you have the most awesome name. I can't believe about all the available names my parents picked. Bob. Twanja, like something, not Bob. I think the if I understand the question right, like how do you feel? Like do you feel disconnected from your faith and your friend? I would just go back. If you lose your keys, what do? You say, where was the last place I saw them? And you go back there and start looking. Yeah. And so you could say, where was the last place I felt connected? And go back there. I wouldn't spend a lot of time. Like, we don't need more information. What we need is safer places to process the information we already have. Yeah. I would say maybe not being told what to do, but somebody who would tell you who you are. Find those people, the safe people, people without an agenda. Because when love has an agenda, it's not love anymore. It's a program. And Netta, you are not a program. You are a person that's probably got some stuff that you're sorting out. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Let's do it with authenticity, a lot of humility, and don't be too hard on yourself. Just go back and say, where did I see that last? and kind of return them, find a couple of safe friends.
I lose my keys all the time.
I want to throw in a question. Listen.
Well, this is our show, so I think
I'm not a TGL fam member, but I'm in the fam. So I have a question. You know, we have a second baby girl on the way, and we're about to be parents to two kids. And Stevie and I, we run our business from home, and we also are balancing like work life, family life. You have three kids, right?
Yes.
So what is your...
They're old enough to have kids.
Okay, so that's like even better. You can give us advice on, you know, when you think of success, that sometimes we get lost in our work, right? And we are in that season now where we're trying to just like crunch time before this baby comes. We got to knock out our projects and our plans, that I don't want to miss out on these final little moments that we have with our 2.5-year-old before her sister comes. You know, what is like the best piece of parenting advice that you can give to any young parents out there?
You know, one thing that Sweet Marie and I have been doing for the longest time, we geocache things. We get little mason jars and we put little notes in it for our great, great grandkids. Mm. We want our kids to be able to go around, like staple to our last page of our will is a list of all the latitudes and longitudes all around the world where I buried stuff for them. So want you, when we're done today, go into the backyard, dig a hole, and put a little message for the sister that hasn't arrived yet and the sister that did. Like to just say, these are messages. I want you to do that everywhere. If you guys can keep a secret, I have been recording little 30-second videos of myself for my kids for before there was iPhones, like forever ago. And I'll get on, I'll say, hey, kids, it's dad. What I want you to know is this. And there's no creepy introductory video, like if you're watching this, I'm dead. But it just says, like, I just want you to know this. And my kids don't know. And when I go missing, like capital M, my friends, it's going to be a really sad day. And my friends are going to start carpet bombing my kids with messages I've left for them for 30 years.
Oh, my gosh.
This is exactly what I'm thinking about for you. Boy, start today.
That is so sweet. That is intentional love. Right there.
Well, Bob, I feel like everybody wants to be your best friend. You know, the foreword of your book, Love Does. I mean, it's like, man, we all need to hang out with Bob. We all need a little slice of Bob. And so I'm so glad that our TGL fam got to get a little slice today and hang out with you. We love your books, Love Does, Dream Big, Hope Fam. Hope that you guys will buy both of these books if you haven't. And Bob, we'd love to have you back on the show sometime. You're such a joy and so much fun and a ton of wisdom. So.
Oh, so good being with you guys. Blessings on you and everybody listening. And then just say this thing. What's this next courageous thing I could do? And then just pursue that. For you guys, I hope it involves a mason jar and a little 30-second video.
Yeah,
I love that.
You've inspired us.
You're the best. Thank you so much for coming on to TGL. And we'll have you back again. We will.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Take care. See ya.
Tax returns could look a little different this year. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out and rock out with only the best deals. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less.
Baby, you were so inspired by Bob on this episode. And I know when you were preparing your materials, when we were researching and getting into this interview, you know, behind the scenes of these episodes, you know, we really go into our producing mindsets where we really try to do our research on these guests. We try to come up with questions that we know you guys are maybe thinking about asking. So there's a lot that goes into doing a TGL episode. And I know that this one specifically, you had started it probably weeks ago when you had learned that he was going to be on the show. You started reading his books and you've just been really inspired by him. And I think he's changing your life, honestly. Like,
he kind of is.
He's your Cindy Crawford.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should call him back and see if he wants to be my mentor. No, he really, what I really like about Bob and you know, is that I feel like he gives people permission to be themselves and, you know, basically says like, that's enough, be authentic and do what's in front of you or adjacent to you. Right. And I think that's so important because for me, especially I've you know, kind of like the story going back to the baseball team when I was in high school, right? It's like you just find reasons to disqualify yourself. And then you look back and you go, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Like I have these, whether it's a dream that's like this big dream or it's a dream of like, you know what? I want to get into this hobby. I really like that. I enjoy it and I want to do it. And it's something that's good.
Right. You know,
just give yourself the permission to do it.
Is there anything that you feel like after reading his book and even talking to him today, is there anything, a dream, a chalkboard dream, like he had said, what did he say? A chalkboard line, an old dream, or maybe a dream adjacent to that old dream that maybe you feel like is now kind of starting to ignite within you?
Well, it's not necessarily a dream, but something I think about all the time is I really like to rehab old homes that I feel like, you know, have potential.
Did you say rehab?
Rehab, rehabilitate, renovate. Well, I know.
I've never heard of the term rehab.
Yeah, that's not the technical term, but
I love you.
But you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not trying to be Chip Gaines, but at the same time, I enjoy that. And I like bringing my own, you know, flair and ideas to old homes and reviving them. And so one thing lately I've been looking at is I'm constantly on Zillow looking at old homes and thinking, man, I could really make that look pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And it's not about the money. It's not about like flipping to make a bunch of money. It's because I kind of want to see what I'm capable of.
Yeah. And creating, I think for you, you love creating spaces where people can actually walk into it and feel comfortable.
Right.
Like he was saying,
That's what I really want.
Like
I want
a coffee shop or even a home. It's like, it's not so much about the return of like money, you know, but the look on the person's face who ends up walking into that home and sees that you went ahead and you had this vision for creating this home, this sense of peace, belonging to, you bring that to life.
Right.
And now there's a family that can live in that home and they can live their best life in a home that you were a part of creatively because God gave you that gift to do that. And now you're blessing people, giving them that sanctuary that so many people want. You know, you did that for our home. And so our home was beautiful when we bought it, but there was a lot of charm missing and there was a lot of things that were not us. You saw the vision, you made it what it is, and I added the details with the home decor touch, but how much more are we at peace now in this home because of those little tweaks? So you have that gift for sure, and I think it's something you could totally channel into doing that stuff.
And I think a lot of the reasons I don't...
And Chip doesn't do that, by the way.
Okay.
Chip Gaines. He just comes in. Joanna has the vision. Okay.
Well, I think a lot of the reasons I don't do that stuff, and it's probably the same as most of the people listening here on the things that they want to do. It's just, we kind of talk ourselves out of it or say, you know what? It's not the most important thing right now. Right. But it does make me happy, you know, and it could be as simple as that. I think it's a dream doesn't have to be like this big, we always attach dreams to careers. Right. But it doesn't have to be that, you know, it's really just for the love of doing it. And I think those are probably the best things to do are the things that you just, you know what? I like doing it. It makes me happy. And I find joy in doing that.
I love that.
And if you can make some money, great.
Yeah.
But I mean, usually money follows when you just do things that you love.
And that's who Bob Goff is. And one thing I'll just say quickly that he blessed me specifically was the advice on parenting. I got to ask that question at the end. But also how, you know, he is so successful. And you would think when you think of somebody like that, a New York Times bestseller, he has courses, he's coaching, he's speaking, he's constantly podcasting, he's doing all of these things. You would think that he lives a very structured life, a very by the books routine life in order to thrive and succeed. But then to hear him say the exact opposite, he's like, no, like I have to allow myself to have the room to play.
Yeah.
The room in my schedule to just be, so that's when the creative ideas start to flow. And that's when he can, you know, do God's work and follow the lead wherever God is trying to take him, but also where he can chase God and where God can chase him. And I just love how he is very bibliocentric in everything that he does and how he said that having that room to just play, it's so important as we are chasing our dreams and living out our purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. I love how you interjected too. You're like, I have a question.
I know.
I was like, well,
is that lame?
No, I love it. Okay, I mean, you got excited and you had a genuine question. And honestly, we could have talked to him for hours.
He's sweet. He talked to us for a little bit after we stopped recording.
We did. We did talk for a little bit.
He invited us over.
I know. I want to go to his camp that he's building and ride those horses.
I know. Not the crazy one though.
No, not the crazy one.
All right, fam, we want to know, did this episode inspire you in some way? If it did, will you do us a favor and just get onto our Apple Podcasts review page and just leave us a rating and review. Let us know. And if not there, well, we hope that you would take to social media. That's a really quick, instant way to connect with us. Make sure you tag me at Suzanne and at Stevie_Hendrix and at Bob Goff, G-O-F-F. And just let us know kind of what was that takeaway for you in this episode today, and just share it with your people, share it online, not just for the sake of us getting the promo out of it. No, we love seeing how these episodes truly touch your hearts, where they inspire you. And that also helps us kind of figure out, oh, well, if they really love that, we need to have more guests like Bob. So it really helps us too with our producing hats to see what you guys love and what you don't. So head on over to social media, share this episode, share it with a friend. Don't forget to rate and review. And we hope that you guys have an amazing rest of your week. I've got about 8 weeks left in this pregnancy. I don't know what's going to happen in the next few weeks and so forth. But I do know one thing. I am making time and I'm making room to play. To play, whether that's with teeny physically playing dolls or if that's just giving myself more margin to just take that bubble bath, just to relax,
to play with my husband.
I'm
bound, jiggle, wow.
Trying to keep it rated G, but yes, I can, you know, we can squeeze that in. Anyways, fam, we love you so much. We hope you have a good rest of your week wherever you're listening. We love you.
Toodles. Do you own or rent your own home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.